Okay, everybody, this is Ray Hanania, and it is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024, and I'm talking with Manour Ahmed, who is a Democratic candidate in the 6th Congressional District in Illinois, running against, I think he's a four-term, five-term incumbent, Sean Casten, who came to the Arab and Muslim community a few years ago, wanted our support, said he would listen to us, and then as soon as he got elected, he shut the door on us. So now we have Manour Ahmed. You are of Muslim background. You're American citizen, and I think Pakistani background.
Yes.
But you're an American, right? You're an American.
Right.
I don't know what
Of
Sean
course.
Casten is. He could be, German or whoever, whatever he is. Nobody says anything about his background, but they always seem, when I mention you, they go, "What's your ethnicity? What's your nationality?" I go, "So what does that have to do with anything? She's an American." And yet you're being treated differently on every level. Now, I just heard about this story where you've been going around, as candidates do, you're a Democratic candidate. You've been going to different townships to speak at public presentations for candidates running in the 6th district. You told me you were at Elmhurst at the League of Women Voters candidate forum January 21st. I heard very good things about that, by the way. I thought you did a great job. You've also been at the Naperville Township Forum on January 24th. You went to Addison Township. And then suddenly, now, because some protesters showed up at those townships, you went to Milton Township and they wouldn't even let you speak. What
Yes.
happened in Milton Township? What's wrong? Are they in America or are they in Russia? What happened to Milton Township, which, by the way, includes Wheaton? What happened there? Tell us about that story.
So it was a candidate forum that took place there. Not a forum as in like everyone got whoever was a candidate there, whether you're a judge, whether you're a reporter or and the congressman.
Democratic,
Yeah.
Democrats, correct? Yeah.
And Congressman Sean Casten was there, and he was allowed to speak well over 40 minutes, and then 10 minutes just segmented out for his campaign.
So
I was not.
he got to speak 40 minutes, and then he
Yeah.
got another 10 minutes to talk. So 40 minutes as a congressman during campaign season,
Like
and
30
another 10,
minutes, but yeah, it
yeah,
was.
and then 10 more minutes as a candidate.
Yeah.
And then they had other people speak, right? Other candidates.
All the judges that are running, all the reporters that are running in DuPage, I was not allowed any time to.
Why? Did you went up to Milton Township and say, "Hey, I'm a candidate," and everybody knows you're a candidate in the 6th Congressional District. You're running. You got a strong campaign, by the way, and a lot of volunteers. What did they tell you was the reason why you couldn't speak?
They did not give me a reason. They've been trying to get Congressman Casten to come out and speak to them since July. And now that the primaries are coming closer, when he came, and I've been going to those meetings since July. And when the meeting came close, they roll out the red carpet for him and they completely shut me out. And I think I was grateful that in Addison they did not do that, but what happened in
Right.
that Addison was another issue.
So you've been to the Milton Township meetings more than Sean Casten. You said you've been attending their meetings and everything. And he shows up one time, he's the incumbent. They give him a platform, but they refuse to let you speak. What kind of what does it say about a democracy? I'm really surprised. What are they afraid of? Why wouldn't they let you speak? They were afraid to tell you a reason, right?
Yep, I was given no reason.
And I think, and I don't know if you agree, that's because your campaign is building momentum. And Sean Casten is a phony. He's a Democratic congressman who defeated all the things that represent our district. He stood against all that stuff, and he's very dishonest. I don't trust him anymore. I thought he was a good person, but I don't believe it. This only tells me that somehow he's afraid of you, and they're trying to get Democrats to stand up to you. Does it seem like the Democratic establishment is trying to muzzle you and silence you?
I think that there is a point where it comes when the candidate feels like they're not getting the chance, the same chance the incumbent is getting. And
Right.
I the point where it feels that way because when I was at the Edison Township just yesterday, I was being attacked for something that the protesters are doing.
So there were protests at Addison yesterday, the 29th.
Not Addison. They were at the township at the forum at Elmhurst and the forum. Okay.
There were protesters, and they're protesting the Israel-Gaza conflict, right?
Right.
They're protesters all the time. It's an American thing to protest, right?
Right.
I would think so.
Yeah, you have the First Amendment allows you to have free speech, and we should practice our rights.
Right. And how did that impact you? Why would they bring that up and make it impact you? Because of the way you look and the way I look, they stereotype us and suddenly say, oh, you must be with the protesters. What did they do? I mean, what did they say to you?
So it was a room full of about, in the Addison Township, it was about 60 individuals. And the woman who was leading the group and who was leading the whole format, she's a moderator, she gets up front and she says that we are having an issue with the current congressman, Kasten. He's been followed by a lot of protesters, and it is coming from his opponent. While I was in the room, she said that. So I got up.
She just accused you of being behind it, right?
Yes.
And you have nothing to do with it.
I have nothing to do with it.
Other than you may sympathize with the issues that they stand for, and they would support you because of those issues.
Right.
So all because your views align with their views, they want to blame you for the protests, and they want to make the issue about the protests rather than the real issues, like his failure to fight crime in the 6th District, Sean Kasten's failure to hold down the cost of property taxes in the 6th District, Sean Kasten's failure to prevent the taxation on a federal level of senior citizens who are getting their Social Security, which is taxed. He won't address any of those issues. But they're all mad at you because you happen to share a view with the protesters, and they want to blame you for the protesters?
That is correct. It's just disheartening to know that I'm fighting for something for the middle class. I'm fighting for unions. I'm fighting on the platform where I don't take a penny from corporations, where my opponent is, just the way he's being, his campaign is running is all corporation. I'm running for the people, truly am. And the reason why I chose to run is because I'm come from a healthcare background. I want to put people first. It's just in my nature.
Right.
That's who I am. And that's what I want to give back to the community. And it just it's heartbreaking to see people don't, are not recognizing that as a primary thing.
They're not addressing the issues. They're addressing these fake issues about protesters and non-protesters. When you speak to people at these townships, when you're allowed to speak, which to me, the fact that Milton Township wouldn't allow you to speak is troubling to me. It's very undemocratic. The Democratic Party is having problems with members of the Democratic Party. I've been a Democrat all my life. I think I only voted Republican one time in my entire life because there was no contest on the Democratic side. And I believe in voting. But suddenly they have an issue with you as a Democratic candidate in a Democratic primary that is coming up in February, I believe it is. February, what is the primary date?
February 8th is early voting, and March 19th is, yeah.
March 19th. That's right. February 8th, early voting. March 19th is the Democratic primary in Illinois. What do you say when you're allowed to speak, when you're given the right as a woman who is a candidate, who is a minority in this country, and who has a right to speak? What is it that you tell audiences when you speak to them, when you're not being censored by the powers that be? What do you tell them when you talk to them?
I tell them that the reason I am here in front of you is to show you the incredible opportunities that America has to offer. And it is that reason that I am in front of you. I am able to be here, and I'm fighting for those rights to uphold, to keep those opportunities in state. That's what I'm fighting for. My background is in public health. And I've seen firsthand people's legs be amputated because they don't have a primary care physician. These are not issues from a third world country. These are happening right here in our district. And we need a single payer option that is going to be transformative to all Americans. And that's what I'm fighting for. That has been my platform since day one. I launched my campaign way before this war in Gaza broke out. I support a ceasefire wholeheartedly because seeing people's legs be amputated firsthand, seeing that, I can't imagine what is going on with the bombardment. And we can't have peace if we keep continuing. There's nothing democratic or diplomatic about anything like
Right. And they've destroyed most of the hospitals in Gaza, and there's 37,000 people, mostly civilians, who have been killed, and something like, I don't know, I think 200,000 that have been seriously injured. Who wouldn't want to support a ceasefire? But that's become political, right? So it's been blurred. They're not looking at the right issues, and I think you are looking at the right issues. What other issues are you talking about when you talk to voters in the 6th district?
And I'm talking about the issue of when it comes to Medicare and how we need to expand it to dental, vision, hearing, long-term care, memory care. There are senior citizens that are out there who are still paying their student loan debt. It's
Wow.
outrageous. It is outrageous to me. They used to be dischargeable in bankruptcy. We need to head that way. We should be moving forward, not backwards. When it comes to women's rights, we need to be fighting for those. I'm the only woman, and a minority and a woman of color on the ballot, and my treatment in the Democratic Party or in, democracy should be upheld to show us our true values as Americans. Because in the Declaration of Independence, it says it: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all individuals. And that's what we need to uphold.
And you're not asking for special treatment. You're
Of course.
saying treat me equally, right?
Right. If he
But
gets
they're
to
not.
speak 10 minutes, let me speak 10 minutes,
Right. What are they afraid of?
what?
What are they afraid of?
I think they didn't see that a campaign like ours, which is 100% grassroots, people funded. And I think when people get really comfortable with the corporation and the money that pours in, the millions of dollars and how corporations just buy elections, I think when they get comfortable seeing that, they stop believing in the people, and they see the people empowerment coming out of my campaign. And I think they're scared of the people. That's who they're scared of.
I agree with you. Tell me real quick, just a little bio about yourself, a few sentences about your background, so people get to know you, since you're being censored by the Democratic Party and the establishment here. Let's get your word out to people who care about democracy and free speech and all the principles that make America great that you stand for, that I'm not sure the other side stands for at all. Tell us a little bit about your background here as an American.
So I grew up in Oak Park Terrace my entire life. I was born in Pakistan. I'm sure the current incumbent wasn't born here either, but that's never showcased because, he's a white male individual.
Right.
And I'm running on terms of changing our whole infrastructure when it comes to healthcare, having a single payer option, having Medicare and taking care of Social Security issues that we have. Getting rid of student loans, fighting for women's rights, fighting for unions. The income gap for the wealthy and everyone else has grown increasing since the 1980s. We need to address that immediately. It's not the fact that things are not getting better, it's the fact that they're getting worse, and we need to elect people who are just for the people. I've already made that commitment by not taking a single dime from corporations or pharmaceuticals, whereas my opponent has taken millions.
And tell us your website if people want to help you or get more information about you. What's your website?
So our website is ahmedforhouse.com. Every Tuesday and Thursdays, we have phone banking and texting. And Saturday, Sunday, we do canvassing. All of the information is on our website. You can sign up on there for helping us volunteer and donate as well.
And just to be clear, ahmedforhouse.com. AHMAD, correct?
Yes.
AhmedForHouse.com. all right, my guest, Manoor Ahmed, she's being censored and suppressed by the Democratic machine in the 6th Congressional District that clearly fears her challenge to Sean Casten, who has been an unresponsive member of the U.S. Congress. Really shameful, somebody who I think lied to the public when he ran for office the last time. And personally, I'm upset with him. We tried to help him. We tried to work with him. He's been totally unresponsive. Manoor, one last, maybe let's bring up that responsiveness. If somebody doesn't vote for you and you're elected, you're still going to talk to them, right?
Right. I mean, he keeps pitching the same thing that I'm the one who got rid of the Republican Party and I'm the Democrat. And
meaning him, that he got rid of the Republican Party.
He got rid of the Republicans, and he's always
talking God.
About Republicans. But he needs to understand that he not only represents the Democrats, he also represents the Republicans, and he needs to stand for all people. He can't,
once you're in office.
Yeah, he can't be a leader in front of all these individuals and hitting on the Republican Party. That is why we have issues and when it comes to the bipartisans and why we can't get anything done in Congress, because we have leaders who are standing up on podiums, hitting on Democrats, hitting on Republicans, when we should know that it is the United States of America, that we are all united.
And he should be appealing to everybody. Once you're in office, you need to represent everybody in your district, not in a partisan way, which I think he's been doing. All right, my guest, Manoor Ahmed, her website is ahmedforhouse.com. It's A-H-M-A-D. Just make sure you spell it right, ahmedforhouse.com. In the 6th Congressional District, early voting is opening on February 8th, and the election is March 19th, which is coming up. I think you're going to do very well, Manoor, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, hang on one second. Just, I'll have to edit it. I'll edit this.